This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. It's been 20 years since the death of soprano Maria Callas, but she's never been more popular. Live performances, home videos, and even a CD-ROM of her Tosca are now available. EMI has been reissuing all of her complete operas and vocal recital albums in better sound. Our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, is surprised only at the rare coincidence between popularity and artistic greatness. Here's his review.
A few months ago, I was watching Seinfeld, and there was a commercial for Apple Computers. "Think different," the slogan read, and flashing across the screen were images of Einstein, Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Picasso, and Maria Callas. Think different. She certainly did. And those differences made her the greatest and, of course, the most controversial opera singer of the century. One of the controversies was over her voice, which was not conventionally beautiful and not particularly large. But it had color, a different color and character for each part she played. Dark and ferocious for Turandot or Lady Macbeth. Light and lambent for the witty comic heroines of Rossini. Frail and pathetic for Violetta or Mimi. Ferocious and pathetic for Medea or Norma. At the beginning of her career, Callas astonished the opera world by singing Wagner's heroic Brunhilde and the brilliant vocal filigree of Bellini in the same week. And within each role, no one was ever more expressive in coloring the words. Her recitatives are at least as interesting as her arias. She seemed to live her roles, speak them while she was singing. Yet no singer ever hewed more closely to a score. "Callas is Carmen," the ads read when she recorded Bizet's opera. And for once, the ads were true. And not only words, Callas changed the 20th century perception of a lost style of 19th century opera called bel canto by demonstrating that all those wordless vocal ornamentations were part of the drama. Lucia's coloratura trills and roulades, unarticulated notes, became with Callas the most poignant expression of Lucia's madness, a source not just of visceral vocal excitement, and it was certainly exciting, but of profound human pathos. It's that astonishing flexibility and her refusal to sing anything less than all out, even in rehearsal, that may have caused her voice to wear out so quickly. The greatest part of her career lasted little more than a decade. Still, she continued to record, and then, even with her voice fraying, she learned to make her problems part of the drama, to add even greater subtlety to her phrasing and depth to her characterizations.
Suo furor mi fece ingiuria.
No operatic career has ever been more fully documented on disc. There's now a 4-CD set called Callas, The Voice, The Story, that includes interviews with Callas and other musicians and substantial excerpts from live performances. But there's little Callas on film. One treasure that has just been added to her videography is the aria Vici d'Arte from Tosca that she did on The Ed Sullivan Show. It's on a video called Great Moments in Opera and is the only extant film record of Callas at the very height of her power, and she's shattering. The most important news, however, is that EMI has been reissuing all her recordings in improved sound. And her recital albums are now organized as they were on their original LPs. They're short discs, but at bargain prices, and it's revealing to hear each album as the unified statement it was first intended to be. Perhaps Callas's continuing popularity results from the non-musical side of her life, the drama of the artist with convictions confronting the arbitrary authority of opera managers, and the juicy gossip of her lawsuits, her weight loss, her feuds, her public quarrels with her mother, how she left her husband for Aristotle Onassis, how Onassis dumped her for Jackie Kennedy. Trash. What's important is that she was a great artist, a creative genius, the Einstein, the Picasso of opera. But if the trash lures a new public to recognize her genius, then bravo to the trash.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. The Maria Callas recordings he reviewed were reissued by EMI.